The podcast with everything paranormal. This is the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, Jen and I.
Hi, brother.
What is up with you?
I don't know. I missed you. I haven't seen you forever.
It's almost been a week.
No, yeah. But it seems like 5 weeks. 5 weeks, 5 days. Time flies.
Yeah. Hey, we're busy, busy people.
Very busy, but we are back again. How did everybody like last week's show?
I liked it.
I loved it. It was very spooky. But you know, it is what it is.
And more to come.
Yeah, definitely. We got some follow-up to that last show, so stay tuned for that. You guys are going to want to hear it. What's going on, Joe? How you been?
Just working around the house, getting things done.
Spring cleaning?
Yeah.
I think everybody is so ready for some warm weather.
I'm cleaning more than normal. I sold my kitchen table. I'm selling my furniture.
Nice.
I'm buying new furniture, actually.
Crazy.
But, you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, I'm talking to people doing, I'm doing I'm doing spring cleaning. Mm-hmm. I'm selling all my furniture.
Well, you know.
I just want to get big, giant beanbag chairs.
There you go. Just jump in it. Yeah. And you have to, like, roll your way out. You're living in a giant taco. Oh, that's exciting, though. You know, it's always nice when you get something new. And just,
I have to.
It's time for change. Change.
The furniture does not match the house at all. And, you know, I got to match.
Matchy match. But, you know, it's good. It's all good.
Yeah.
I've been doing my spring cleaning. Well, I actually had to clean because the cable guy was coming.
Finally.
I know.
We talked about it last week.
But I was like, I can't. I'm just one of those people, like, if somebody's coming over, the house has to be spotless, even if they're just like checking the water meter or something. So I went downstairs in my office and cleaned and dusted and shop vac the whole basement. And hopefully I didn't shop vac my ghost up into my shop vac. You know, that kind of thing.
It's sort of a motivation thing.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
And once you start, it's like you're on a roll.
Mm-hmm. That's the hard part because you have a project and you don't want to stop and you have all this stuff to do. And then you're like just about, you know, gonna get at this next thing. And then, you know, mom and dad call. What are you doing? Can you run us to the store?
Exactly. But
okay.
Hey, yeah. You never say no. I mean,
of course not. I would never. But anything exciting going on paranormal wise at the Shortridge residence that you would like to share?
No, nothing. Nothing this week at all.
Me neither. It's been pretty inactive at my house. No knocks, no bangs.
They don't come on command.
Well, you know, the weird thing is I probably would probably have to be home to experience something because...
Well, yeah, because you wouldn't see experience if you're not home.
I'm like, never home. It's just that time of year.
Yeah.
You know, you're just working like 12, 14 hours a day and... Time change is coming up, so I'm probably going to be oversleeping a little bit. I always do when we do the spring forward. Yeah. I can't get up on time, but, you know.
Cornhole madness has begun.
Ooh,
so that's what I did this morning, actually. I was out building cornhole boards.
All right. So if anybody wants some really nice, solid-built cornhole sets, get a hold of Joey on Facebook.
Gotta be here in Toledo.
Yeah. They're really nice.
Actually, I'm going to do something different. I'm delivering up to 30 miles.
That's cool.
So if somebody's like in Detroit or that, I got to do something. My goal is to sell a bunch.
Got to have your side hustle, brother. But, you know, they're really nice quality, not those flimsy ones. And then, you know, they're unpainted. So you guys can paint them whatever color
you want. I used to paint them all the time. And I ended up with a whole shed full of half empty cans of paint. And I'm like, those are $10 a piece. And
right.
So I don't paint them or nothing. I just build them and sell them.
The coffin-shaped ones you did were really popular. That guy was so excited when he won that set at one of the conventions we went to. Joe and I raffled off a set of the coffin-shaped cornhole boards. They were so cool looking. And that was.
All right. So today we're going to talk about the Toledo Yacht Club. Mm-hmm. I know you guys have been hearing us babble on and on about the show that we have coming up there. But this place is really cool. I mean, we did a couple investigations there. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really get anything, but I think there was too many people there. It was more of like a thing after the, what was it, the 101 class?
Yeah, it was the ghost hunting class that Toledo, Ohio Ghost Hunter Society offer at Owens mm-hmm. Community College. So Joe and I were, well, I attended the class, but Joe, you know, was asked to come as a guest to help with the investigation.
VIP.
And, yeah, PIP. Because the students at the end, there's always a ghost hunt.
Yeah.
So you learn about ghost hunting and then you go ghost hunting. What a great place though, Joe. It wasn't just magical, old, historic.
Yeah, when I first
building.
Walked in, because I've never been there.
Okay.
When I walked in, I was like, ooh, this make a nice house.
Yeah. It's just, it's a beautiful old historic yacht club. It's right on the Maumee River. Is it the Maumee
yep.
River or Lake mm-hmm. Erie?
No, it's the river.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's probably what now over 100 years yeah. old.
It's one of the oldest yacht clubs in North America. Mm. It was actually founded in 1865 as the Toledo Boat Club.
Okay.
And it was also like the rowing club, which is big here in Toledo.
Yeah.
Down mm. on the river, they do it down closer to downtown now, but mm-hmm. they have a lot of rowing clubs down there. Yeah, it opened in 1865.
Wow. So that's like 100, almost 150 years mm-hmm. old.
Yeah.
A lot of history there.
As I was just going to say.
A lot of history.
Yeah.
But wasn't there, that's the second building
yeah.
we're in, right?
Yeah.
What
the
happened?
First one actually was like a log cabin style.
Oh, neat.
Like a two-story log cabin mm-hmm. style. I don't know if it was actually log cabin, but in the picture I saw, it was that style, you know? And they had a fire in 1906 that burned it completely down.
Oh, no.
And then it was rebuilt in 1908 as the building that it is right now.
Okay.
And I know we said it before, but it's an awesome building.
Yeah.
You guys, if you haven't seen it, go up on, just Google it, Toledo Yacht Club, and take a look at the building. Or just come out
yeah, so
at the convention.
So it's four stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's an attic that we got to go in, and that's where a lot of the activity
yeah,
happened.
There's
in the
a lot
attic.
Of activity in the attic.
There's a ballroom on the second floor. The main reception area where you come in,
mm-hmm.
there's a couple rooms off of there that the members have social gatherings
yeah.
for. And then the basement, which is the bar area, which looks out on the water. So it's kind of like water level.
Yeah. It's the building, the main floor, there's a stairway going up to it outside. Mm-hmm. And then the basement is actually ground level.
Okay. One interesting thing about it too, is it being, you know, on the water.
Mm-hmm. Next to the armory, which is also very haunted.
Yeah. And, it, you know, it's one place we'd love to get into, mm-hmm. but we can't. They won't let us in. Well, not anybody in, as far as I know. But, you know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, Toledo has a rich history of activity in Prohibition.
Yeah.
Because we were kind of like, you know, funneled from Chicago mm-hmm. through Toledo,
yeah.
crossed up to New York. And there's even a town called Temperance, Michigan, which is right over the border, which was named, that town's name came from the Prohibition days because Temperance was like, you know, tolerance for,
oh, okay.
you know, not drinking.
Oh, all right.
But who knows? There could have been some shifty activity yeah. going on during the gangster days.
Yep. So we got a chance to sit down and talk to Chad and Heather from Erie Shores Paranormal. They're running the convention, so let's get an interview and let you listen to the interview. But afterwards, let's talk about some of the ghosts
okay.
that are at the haunted
yeah.
location. So here's the interview. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll be back after the interview.
And today with us, we have very, very special guests. We're very excited to have Chad and Heather from Erie Shores Paranormal with us, as well as Ralph and Jane, who are members of the group. And we're here today to talk about the Midwest Parafest that's coming up.
Yay.
I'm very excited. So the Midwest Parafest, April 7th,
yep.
correct? And it's going to be at the Toledo Yacht Club. So we are coming up a few weeks out here. So we just wanted to bring everybody in. And let's tell a little bit about Erie Shores Paranormal, how you started, and about some of the members for our listeners to hear.
Well, we'll let our founders, Ralph and Jane, tell the story of how they got involved, and then we'll tell how we
Great.
Got involved.
All right.
Oh, he's leaving it up to me. Actually, we My husband, Ralph, was on Craigslist, and somebody was trying to get a team together. He said, hey, this kind of sounds fun. So we answered the ad and joined the team, and that's how we got started.
Had you had, you know, just interest in the paranormal? Have you had a paranormal experience prior to joining the team?
Yeah, we used to live in an apartment in the city of Monroe, an upstairs apartment, and I had a couple encounters. While I was there alone, my husband was at work. Mm-hmm. I thought I heard somebody coming up the stairs, go down to check. Hey, somebody's here. Give me a second. Nobody's there. There was a few things like that that really made me go, you know. So
did you ever find out who it was or maybe who the entity or
spirit
was?
No, but when we were moving out of that apartment, the landlord had come up and was saying goodbye to us. And he goes, yeah, I've had some previous tenants that, you know, told me that this place was haunted. And I'm like, yeah, I think I agree. But it was nothing that really scared me. It was just kind of like intrigued me, you know. So that's kind of how we got interested.
Great. And how long have you guys been doing this now for?
That was like 2007.
Wow,
we started.
So a long time, 10 years, 11 years?
Yeah.
Great. So our event, or your event, cut that out.
The event.
The event that's coming up, Midwest Parafest. Can you tell us a little bit about the event and some of the things that the public can look forward to with that?
Go ahead, Heather. I'll let you.
We've been doing public ghost hunts at the Toledo Yacht Club for 3 years now, and multiple people have asked us because of the beauty of the building if we'd ever be interested in doing a Parafest. For those of you who don't know, you probably do if you're listening to this podcast, a Parafest is a day-long or multiple-day event where speakers and vendors come together to engage with guests and share information about things in the paranormal world. So we decided last year, a little over a year ago, we were going to take a leap of faith and put together a conference. So we're going to have speakers from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. that will touch on topics such as UFOs, Bigfoot, ghosts, spirits, investigating, psychic abilities, and to top off that list, we're going to have Chip Coffey, who is a world-renowned psychic medium who does gallery readings. He's been on TV. He's going to speak as well as host a gallery reading after the conference is over. Those are separately ticketed events, by the way. KJ McCormick, who is from the show Ghost Hunters, his team TAPS investigated at the Toledo Yacht Club in 2015, and their episode, Children in the Attic, aired season 11, the final season of Ghost Hunters.
Episode 4,
okay. Season 11, Children in the Attic. I'll let Chad talk about the next two.
Who, what next two?
Oh, the next two, sorry.
Okay, so, that'll be KJ's first return to the Yacht Club since they investigated. We also have, if you remember, Ghost Lab, the TV show, Brad and Barry Kling. They are coming all the way from Texas. They were sponsored by Eagle Security, a company I work for. But they sponsored the Kling brothers, so they're bringing them in. And they'll talk about, you know, their style of investigating, their team, Everyday Paranormal, and what they're up to. They've been producing lots of stuff. They still do public ghost hunts in Texas. And then we're bringing Greg and Dana Newkirk. They're fantastic speakers, but when they come, they bring their traveling museum of the paranormal and occult. So all these items that they bring, you can actually hold. You know, you can touch them. You have to sign a waiver first.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to protect them.
Uh-huh.
To protect you, yep. So they're going to be right in the lobby with their whole new setup. And this is their first event for the year. They've got all kinds of things scheduled, but we're their first event for the year.
That's awesome. And I've seen them before, and everybody's just going to enjoy it. I mean, I know we saw them up at a conference up in Upper Michigan, and there was a line almost through the whole room just to see their stuff. So everybody's going to love it when they see them.
I didn't get a chance to touch any of the stuff, the idols, or, you know, look into the scrying mirror or anything. But I think I'll make a point to do that when they come.
Yeah, we're excited to have them. And when you come into the building, the main entrance, they'll be like the front exhibit, you know, when you walk in.
This is their new display, too.
Yes, they're starting a whole new program this year. So we're excited to be their guinea pigs. we're also bringing three local Michigan celebrities. John Tenney, who is from Royal Oak. He is a conspiracy theorist, a researcher of all things weird and paranormal. He writes, he records podcasts, he wrote for the show Unsolved Mysteries for years with Robert Stack, and now he travels the world looking into interesting things and talking to weird people and spreading his weirdness all around. We're excited to have him speak, as well as local author and medium Exe Suzanne Smith. She's written 3 books on her paranormal life. She's an excellent speaker and has great stories to share, and she'll be there also doing private readings if you're interested. And we'll have Reverend Gerald S. Hunter, who goes by Jerry. He is a Michigan author, but he had a lot of paranormal experiences in the Toledo area. I believe his whole paranormal interest originates from Ohio, I remember.
Right.
So he's really excited to be a part of the event as well. We've done a private ghost hunt or a public ghost hunt where he was a guest speaker and shared some of his information with us. So we're excited. That's the Haunted Michigan series. And then finally on our list of speakers is Dr. Jeff Meldrum, Bigfoot expert.
From Idaho.
Pocatello.
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 He's a professor of anthropology, and I guess he's been making the rounds. He goes and does this kind of thing. I'd never heard of him before.
I think Ralph and Joe know more about him than we do.
I think so, too. You know, Ralph is our resident Bigfoot guy. Not only is he as big as Bigfoot, but we actually played a joke on John Tenney once during one of his sessions, and Ralph came out dressed as Bigfoot, so that was funny.
Sorry, John, I still think you're mad about it.
But, you know, I think what's great is that there will be a little bit of everything for everybody if they come to this event. You know, you're going to have, not just mediums and psychics.
Right.
You know, it's a nice variety of different paranormal topics that
you
can come in and see.
Oh, and we also have Ohio MUFON.
Oh, yes.
The state director, what's his name, Thomas Wortman. He's going to be there, and he is so excited to talk about, you know, some of the investigations he's gone on, you know, with Ohio being a hotbed of UFO activity, people seeing stuff, you know, abductions and all that. He's got some great stories to tell.
Yeah,
oh, let's not forget the Hanna-Barbera Scooby-Doo van.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about that.
Yeah. Our friends over at Shawl Automotive in Monroe have sponsored the appearance of the Hanna-Barbera Mystery Machine. You'll be able to get your picture taken with them on the grounds of the Yacht Club, and any donations benefit the Lost Limbs Foundation, a nonprofit organization that provides prosthesis for children with amputee situations.
That's great. It's always great when you go to an event and there, you know, there's a charity behind it, because it's just nice to support the local community. But, you know, tell us a little bit about some of the type of vendors that the public can expect. Because I see here that there's going to be some jewelry vendors.
Yes, we'll have jewelry vendors.
Paranormal Girl's going to be there.
Paranormal Girl with her awesome shirts and articles of clothing. You guys are vending and selling some of your cool stuff and interviewing people. We'll also have a couple of other authors, a couple other mediums. Glass Paranormal and the Motor City medium Rebecca Smuck will be there. Trying to think.
Phantom Tech,
yes. Our friends at Phantom Tech have developed some new equipment that is actually debuting on an episode of Paranormal Lockdown.
Excellent.
With Nick Groff and Katrina Weidman. So we're really excited to have him there to show off his home-built equipment. Mm-hmm. He's super excited, and there's probably going to be some kind of a special deal going for anybody who wants to purchase or order the device while they're there at the event. We have Don Allison, author of I Met a Ghost at Gettysburg. The final nail is artist Brian Danhausen. He paints pretty incredible renditions of pop culture, horror film characters, as well as he does energy reading paintings, kind of a new thing. Really? Instead of doing a medium reading, he paints your aura, I guess. I know. I've seen a couple of them, and they're pretty cool.
We have the lady with the Barbie dolls.
Mystery Creation.
She takes Barbie dolls and paints them into different things. I saw up to Sault Ste. Marie. She painted a couple from, what was that movie, Halloween? Not Halloween.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. Those were cool.
Yeah, dolls are really cool.
I even bought one for one of our team members. I says, this looks like you, reminds me of you. Very
nice. So yeah, that's Mystery Creations. And then we have Beasties, our friend who crochets paranormal-themed items like aliens and Bigfoot and Yetis and things of that nature, and they're just adorable. And the Old Mill in Dundee will be there vending as well. They're going to be showing us some of their information about the haunt and about their events that are coming up this summer. We also have our friends Adam and Deb from Beyond the Silence Radio. They host a weekly show, Facebook Live show, where they talk about all things paranormal. And they're both mediums, so they'll be doing live readings there if you're interested. Looking to see if we've missed anybody.
Yeah, I saw them. When I saw that they were there, I went up on their show and watched a few of their shows, and they are really good.
Yeah, they're very interesting.
Yes.
They've actually, Adam's been to the yacht club several times investigating also, so
yes,
it's like one of his favorite spots besides the Old Mill to investigate. So,
and will there be food available for anybody who comes out?
Nope, you have to go hungry the whole
time.
Yeah, we've been to a few. We've been to a few events like that.
We're foodies, so you know.
We're actually going to have a couple of food trucks. Nutritious Nelly, or Nell. Yes.
I think it's Nelly.
Nelly, okay. We saw them at Collingwood at an event they had there, and they have a wide variety of stuff, wraps and vegetarian stuff, just really good choice. And then we're expecting Jay's Smokehouse to be there with, like, pulled pork and
beans and cornbread.
Beans and cornbread.
He's doing some kind of a barbecue sundae in a cup kind of thing.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So.
Kind of on the same idea as like a walking taco. So, yeah,
well, it'll be nice though. Then, you know, if you do come to the show, you won't have to, you know, go somewhere
eat.
You won't have to leave campus.
Right. Basically. And the club will be selling water, pop, coffee, and beer and wine throughout the event, so you can relax and enjoy the speakers and do some shopping and grab a bite to eat.
Relax down in the haunted bar area.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Hang out in the haunted bar.
Speaking of the haunted bar area, can you tell the listeners a little bit of the history of the Yacht Club and what they can expect at the ghost hunt?
Well, our celebrity ghost hunt, the tickets actually sold out within the first couple of months that we had them advertised. We do keep it limited. But we do have a couple of the celebrities staying after the convention to hunt with those who have bought tickets. We do host monthly ghost hunts there. So even though you can't buy a ticket now to hunt with the celebrities, you can always get into our schedule for the summer, which is posted one hunt at a time. But we do bring you in around 9 o'clock. We fill out some paperwork, talk about some history. The club in itself has been in existence for 150 plus years. The building that we run in has been around for 111. It's very highly active. We have child spirits, we have female spirits, we have angry old men spirits. And, you know, obviously we can't make things happen, but there have been enough personal experiences and pictures and EVPs, all that captured over the past few years, Not to mention the stories that we've heard that just keep coming up every time we have somebody who's related to the club in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear about a new person, a new character, a new story, a new spirit. So we'll, you know, we run round robin rotations through the club, and then we do some free roam investigating at the end of it. But when you come in, the club is three stories. Mm-hmm. We have the basement, which is a zero barrier entry. So for those who are handicapped, can't handle the stairs as much, we will have a live feed for all of the speakers down into the basement, okay, which is the main entrance off of the parking lot. And then on the second floor, the main floor, we'll have our entrance with our ticket sales, and we'll have the paranormal museum. Mm-hmm. Then you go up the next flight of stairs, and there's a ballroom and a small bar, and that's where our speakers will be hosted. But in the basement and on the main floor, we'll have vendors of all kinds. Mm-hmm. We're splitting them up between the two floors so that everybody has a chance to meet with somebody and talk. And when our speakers are not speaking, they'll be at their vendor tables for pictures, for questions, you know, probably selling their books and their autographed 8x10 selfies and things of that nature.
Great. That's what's good about this event, too, is you go to some events and speakers disappear after they do their speeches.
Yeah, not here.
And here you actually can walk up and talk to them, get personal with them. Not too personal, but, you know, get personal with them.
Well, it depends on which one you're talking to.
John Tenney.
He threw me on that one. We'll edit that out.
John Tenney throws everybody off.
So weird. I love him. No, it's free parking, correct?
Yes, free parking, but be patient because, you know, the club is a currently operating business. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a social club. They're always looking for members, but they have a small parking lot, so there'll be curbside parking all down the road.
Okay.
And, you know, we're going to do our best to have, like, a golf cart to run people to their cars, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. So, you know, it's like anything else.
Yep.
It's a public event, and there's going to be hopefully a lot of people there. Yep. But the Chip Coffee Gallery reading, I just wanted to elaborate on that a little bit. You know, the conference itself runs from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Those tickets right now online are $45. At 7:30 p.m., Chip Coffee is going to start his gallery reading, which is an intimate event where, as of right now, we only have 60 tickets sold. Oh. So that means you're only competing with 60 other people to get your possible connection with your spirits. We like to emphasize the fact that there probably will only be a couple of hundred people in that room. Mm-hmm. Because when other celebrity mediums come, you go to a large conference center, mm-hmm, you might have 1,000 people to compete with.
Yeah.
You know, when you're looking to connect with your loved ones, you want the opportunity to be, the odds to be more in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
So we're encouraging those who have never been to a gallery reading or who are really looking for an answer to purchase your ticket to the gallery reading itself. Those online are $50. And come see if Chip has a message for you. I know he's excited to come to the Toledo area because he hasn't been here for years.
Okay.
And it's kind of a new, you know, a new atmosphere for him. The day of the event, our ticket prices will go up at the door. So we encourage pre-sale, $45 for the conference, $50 for the gallery reading, or you can save $10 and buy a combo ticket, mm-hmm, online. Other than that, you're going to pay a premium at the door.
Yeah.
And where can you get those online tickets at? What's the website?
If you visit our website, www.eerieshoresparanormal.com.
Great. And, you know, everybody go and check out their website because there is a lot of evidence that they've captured at the Yacht Club on their website. Get your tickets early. Make your plan. Is there local hotels close for anybody?
Yes, the Fairfield Inn on Benoit Road, mm-hmm, is our sponsor host hotel. They do have a special rate going, so if you're looking to spend Friday night so you don't have to drive early Saturday morning or looking to stay Saturday night, they will give you the Midwest Parafest rate. Just make sure you let them know you're with us.
Oh, great. Is there anything else that you want to the public to know about the event or what they can play? Is it cash only at the door?
No, we'll accept cards, yes.
Okay, great. So,
and we'll have some merchandise for sale. But we just, you know, want people to come and have a good time, check out the building, meet all of the vendors and the speakers, you know, say hi to us. We'll all be wearing our Burgundy staff shirts and, you know, ask questions and just be engaged.
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to this event. I love the building.
Thank you.
And we love the people. Everybody's going to be there. It's just going to be a blast, you know.
Thank
you.
We hope so.
And, you know, with the amount of speakers that you have, it's going to be very informational also. So you're going to get your money's worth.
Thank you.
I mean,
we hope so.
We've been to many conferences, and actually this is really cheap for a conference, price-wise.
Now you tell us. You're going to raise the price.
You are getting extraordinary value for the amount of vendors and the amount of speakers and the people that you're bringing in. And at a haunted location is just the added bonus.
Well, and as a team, as a paranormal team, we like to go to events like this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with all of our knowledge of all the different events we've gone to, it was easy for us to brainstorm and go, okay, what didn't we like about that one? So let's not do that. Mm-hmm. You know, so hopefully we've put together an event that, you know, is going to be really fun for everybody, you know, and the speakers cross all different realms of the paranormal. So if you're only into UFOs, you can come and check out the UFO guy, you know, or if you're only into Bigfoot, check out Meldrum. But the great thing about it is a haunted location, unlike a casino, you know, which is a great event.
We love our convention at the casino, too.
Yeah, we do. Right. I liked winning at the casino at the convention. But, you know, it is. It's going to be a wonderful event, and we hope all our listeners come out. You know, Toledo's a very accessible place. There's lots to do here, and very easy to get to. You know,
yes,
we're kind of
right
in the crossroad
freeway,
where it's very close to the freeway, so, you know, don't worry about getting too lost, like me, my poor sense of direction. But, you know, we really
just GPS it and follow the crowds.
Yes, definitely. There's going to be a great crowd. It's going to be a great event. And, you know, we're really fortunate that we're a part of it this year, and hopefully we're a part of it for many years to come.
Oh, wait, now. I choke on 2019, and you just said many years.
Done. Well, you know, we're thinking positive.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. And like I said, everybody, if you're listening to the show, get your butts out to Midwest Beer Fest.
Yep, get your tickets now and early.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. All right. Thanks. What?
Oh,
anything else?
Any last thoughts?
Oh.
Anybody have anything else you want to say or
play? No, we're excited. We do actually want to say thank you to all of the teams that have sponsored us, our kickoff sponsor teams. There's a list at our website, and we're really excited about working with you guys, especially being in Ohio, because our team is from Michigan, so we really appreciate the Ohio love you've been throwing at us. Thank you.
Ohio is for lovers. But, yes, like we said, go to Erie Shores Paranormal Facebook page. You can find information there. You can go to their website, or you can go to our website. We'll be posting about it as well. But we really thank everybody for coming in and taking the time today. And we will see you at the show April 7th.
Thank you.
We hope so.
Yeah, thank you. What a great interview, Joe.
That was fun.
That was exciting. So, yeah, definitely going to be an interesting place. Going to be just amazing time. So, you know, make sure you come out and...
There's going to be a lot of people there.
A ton.
And
yes,
like they said in the interview, the parking lot's not that big, but the road leading up to it is, they're going to have side road parking.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll shuttle you up on a golf cart if you park too far away. So don't worry about that.
I always thought that'd be a fun job. I always wanted
There's
to be
your
the
retirement
golf.
Plan,
I know,
Joe.
I've always wanted to be the golf cart driver that drives people up to the buildings. Hi. Like, I could put on a white suit. And when I say, where are you going? They'll tell me, and I'm like, you're not going to Zipline.
Zipline. The boat.
So, like we were saying in the interview, the place is very haunted.
Yeah, so you guys, it'll be really interesting, you know, when you go there to see what happens. Even if you're not going on the ghost investigation, just to be in that building, you know, maybe you get a chance to, like, walk around. And one thing that they didn't mention that I, you know, kind of wanted to mention is that in the ladies' restroom on the second floor, second floor, there's been reports of a young woman who sits there and weeps.
Oh.
Been in there a couple times and felt some like electricity type feelings. Okay. You know that feeling mm-hmm. when you're in a ghosty situation. But other people have heard her crying in that room. So okay. they think, if I can remember right, and guys quote me or, you know, fix me if I'm wrong here, that she lost her fiancé and was waiting for him to return and never returned. So
For some reason, I remember a wedding. Was she a bride?
Might have been. I don't know. We got to, that'll be something, guys. Come
when you come out to the convention, yeah. find out for us and come over to our booth and tell us.
Yeah, maybe you'll experience her.
Yeah.
You know, crying in the corner.
Mm-hmm. But one of the most famous ghosts that they have at the Yacht Club is a little boy named Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually died in the location. He, up in the ballroom, he was up on the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
He actually fell off the balcony and died. Uh-huh. And I couldn't find the information on what year that was.
No.
So that's another thing we have to come to the convention.
It'll be like a scavenger hunt almost, you know? Like, we'll, if you guys find out these informations, come to our booth and we'll give you a sticker or something.
There you go. Yeah.
but he's in the attic, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He is seen in the attic and the ballroom.
Okay.
And he's dressed in a little tuxedo. You know, so because they were having an event
mm-hmm.
and he got up on the balcony and fell down.
Aw.
Yeah.
But they put toys up there for him.
Yeah.
People have recorded seeing the toys move.
Moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he likes marbles.
Yeah.
And that's how they found out it was a little boy. Wasn't there little boy modern day?
Yeah. Okay. So one of the Commodore's daughters who runs it right now has a son and he appears to the son and kind of plays with the son.
Yeah, because the son had mentioned something about he likes to play marbles, mm-hmm. and they said this kid never played marbles and didn't know what marbles was, so obviously the little spirit boy was talking to him
mm-hmm.
or showing him something, so now people leave marbles in there.
Okay.
And I think I took a stuffed animal the last time we went for like a trigger object. There were little cars, but mm-hmm. that attic is interesting, you know, like back, okay, so you know when we were looking straight and then you turned to the side? There's like that little tiny room there, and then you go around.
Yeah.
That was kind of spooky over there.
It's like, what did they make that room for? There's no sense in it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Of course, it's a 100-some-year-old building, yeah. so you never know what actually went in there because it was a private club, so who knows what went on.
Yeah, who knows? Uh-huh. There could have been some naughty, naughty stuff.
Naughty.
But one time when I was in there, and I don't think you were there at that time, all the people in the group were sitting in the attic,
okay.
and there were knocks and bangs behind us. You know where they had the boxes, some of those boxes?
Yeah.
There was noises coming back from mm-hmm. there on command.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
The attic is very haunted. The back stairway mm-hmm. is very haunted. There's been 3 employees that were going down the back stairway, and that back stairway is just a cement
mm-hmm.
stairway, and 3 of them started to fall.
Oh, my gosh.
And I know the one guy that we were talking to, he said that he went to fall, and he went to reach for the railing and never made it to the railing and felt something push him back up. And there's been 3 incidences where that exact same thing happens.
That's so cool.
So you're wondering, okay, maybe did someone die in this stairway, and now they're helping people if they start falling?
Yeah, maybe there's 2 spirits. Maybe there's a good and a bad one. One that's pushing one him that's and one that's helping him.
Yeah, you never know.
Hey, we've been in situations like that.
There's been a lot of confirmed deaths around the area by bootleggers mm-hmm. and gangsters. Like we say, it's right on the water, and it's to get in with a boat, you go down the Maumee River, and then you go through this little cut, and mm-hmm. then you end up at the yacht club. So during the Prohibition at night, it would be so easy for them to hide mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, definitely there. It's Native American land.
Mm-hmm.
Most of, you know, the Ohio shoreland, you know, we had confirmed, you know, Native American burials and was reservation. I won't say reservation, but Native American land at the time. And then all of the shipwrecks mm-hmm. on the Great Lakes, you know, it could have been people could have left out of there.
And
then.
Yeah, being a yacht club, a lot of them may have visited there and liked it. I do know that they have a report of Commodores mm-hmm. that have passed showing up as
come back to the club
full body apparition type deal stuff.
Wow.
They've had a grumpy guy that I think was a Commodore shows up at the bar and orders drinks. That happened on a few occasions. The bartender would turn around and be nobody there, but he'd hear someone order a drink.
Interesting. I did get some really good stuff on the Ovulus at the bar in the basement. Or I guess it's the ground level.
Yeah.
I call it the basement.
I think it's considered the basement because the first level is above.
It's just cool. But I got the word Admiral on the Ovulus down there. And then something about liquor or cocktail or something like that. I can't remember. I'll have to go back and look my old notes.
One of the other things that happens is shadow figures throughout the whole building. They had a employee there that actually saw a shadow coming from underneath the door.
Mm.
Kind of came up and appeared as a shadow figure.
That's cool.
They have the one person said that out of the Commodore's office, he saw like a shimmering, like almost a mirage come out and go down the hallway.
Cool.
So there's a lot of activity there.
They have a beautiful grand staircase too, right? When you walk in, it's so picturesque. And like people have wedding receptions and stuff there. And there's this huge ballroom. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a great show. So you guys all have to come out and see us.
Yeah.
Ask for us.
Just
where's 222 at? Yeah. We need to see that.
Show us the 222.
That's right.
Other than that, like I said, it's just going to be a great event.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be April 7th.
All right.
And I believe it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, but just check the website.
Get there early. If you need a hotel, like we said in the interview, there's, the Fairfield Inn, great place. It's actually new.
It's brand new. Yeah. So you're going to get nice, clean rooms. they're easy access to the expressway. So, we're right off 75. It's not even 5-10 minutes from the expressway, if that. So you're not going to be, winding through some weird city. But, hey, come out,
Come on out. See us.
Come
tell us your stories. Get on the microphone.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, our next event.
So excited,
this
Joe.
This is one we went to last year and it was
big
awesome.
News.
Old St. Joseph's Paranormal Fair in Lorain, Ohio.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that later. It's coming up in a few weeks, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the 21st and 22nd, I believe, of April.
Ah.
Yeah, 3 weeks, Joey. Ah,
that's coming up quick.
Or something like that, whenever the show comes out. But that is another amazing show.
My God.
We did it last year. It was so cool.
But we'll throw up information on our website about that. Another thing that we're going to be doing at the Midwest Parafest at the Toledo Yacht Club is we're going to be actually raffling off an EMF detector.
Yes.
We did it at one of the other shows, and everybody was like, you guys got to do this again. So we're doing it again. So come on out, see us, enter to win. It's $1 ticket or 10 for 15 tickets or something like that. But come on out and see us. We're going to have some fun.
So then you can use, if you win it, then you can use it to ghost hunt. Right there on the spot. But thanks for listening, everybody. We will talk to you next week. And don't forget to check out our Facebook page.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye, Joe.